is Southside.
I'm talking to Charles Atha of Atha & Co. about what happens when you've had an accident at work, but your employer has shut down, gone out of business, or been bought out.
Even if your employer's gone out of business, you may still be able to claim compensation from their insurer. I'd urge anyone injured at work to contact Atha & Co. It's possible you could have a significant claim.
And Charles, it isn't just the money, is it?
That's right. By making a claim now, you can make a real difference to somebody's safety in the future.
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text advice to 81400 now. Choose the one.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium.
Hang on. I've got a pen yet. There's a pen here somewhere. Hang on. Slow down. Hang on.
And a tablespoon. Oh,
right.
And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution,
oh,
then
right.
You can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
When you're living with cancer, the good days really matter. The day you get some answers about your treatment or about benefits or whatever's on your mind. You can take the first step towards more good days by calling Macmillan Cancer Support. Call 0808 808 0000 or visit macmillan.org.uk.
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and a high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides a perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential, elderly EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 308 188.
Back in the wilds of 2010, of course, we not only have the second Middlesbrough Literary Festival, but also emerging like a general jewel out of the crown of that festival. We actually had Jules Clare, a local poet who's continued his fine work. He joined us last year, of course, to update us with some of the fantastic things he'd been doing. Since then, he's been frightfully busy. He's been producing another collection of poetry, the first in what will be a trilogy entitled Jewels in the Crown, Reflections from Jimmy and Jules, together with a fellow poet whom we'll speak about, but we're delighted to be able to welcome to the Southside studios once again poet extraordinaire Jules Clare. How are you, Jules?
Alex, I'm very happy to be here and thank you for that glowing introduction.
Certainly right. Listen, when we see that our colleague Wendy Robson, herself quite a keen writer and arts programme presenter on Radio Bishop FM, came up with the line, Jules came to record for Bishop FM's writer archives in the summer with novelist Wendy Robson and myself, obviously for Avril Joy speaking, we were impressed and clapped enthusiastically. So great stuff from that point of view and, as I say, a general wonderful collection here of poems. So share with us, nothing to do with the 1980 series that we're probably too young to remember, called Jewel in the Crown, about the Raj in India.
I don't remember that.
Of course not.
But, not to say it wasn't good. No, it's a play on my name. And well, it just seemed like a really good title, to be honest with you. And what it is, it's a collection of my, what I term my best work. And I met someone recently whose father was a miner in Merton, and worked down the pits for 40 years, and then a week before he died, people found out he was a poet. And some of his work is, well, I hope to read maybe one of his, because it's they were really good, and I felt I had to put them in.
And hence the reason we have Reflections from Jimmy and Jules.
His son, he passed away, by the way, 2 years ago, but his son is one of my best friends now. He's a tattooist in Merton, and he's done the front cover for me, which is a tattoo, isn't it?
I did think there was something that was interesting for that point of view. Yeah. I don't think I'll actually be going for one myself, but that's a key thing from
me. But I can put you in touch with him.
Buy the book, get the tattoo. I don't think we'll quite go there. Of course, it's Jimmy Strong we're referring to in terms of that. Let's not mess about, Jules. Let's pick one to actually go for, all right? Let's go straight to this. Which one would you like to read for us? Let's go from the collection of Jules in the Crowd. Would you like me to just give you a random page number?
Yes, please.
We'll give you a random page number. Well, let's go for... so we'll find out one of your own from that perspective. And the random page number will be... page 65? You're going to say that's not one of yours now. Pancakes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. There we are. Fantastic.
This is funny. So I hope you're... hope this cheers you up a bit, listeners. It's called Pancakes. There's nought to beat a good pancake. In fact, I'd have a good time over a pancake, especially one covered in syrup. Give me a pancake, give me one quick, give me a pancake so I won't be sick. Pancakes on prescription would really do the witching. Life is really special, I won't feel blue, as long as I've got my pancake and my pancakes next to you. Eating pancakes makes me relaxed. It's one of those things, and that's just a fact. Everybody on diazepam should take a pancake a day. A pancake a day keeps the psychiatrist away.
And it's not even Shrove Tuesday. Fantastic stuff there. In case people are wondering, it's late Easter this year, but what a wonderful way to work through that. Is it fair to say that in so many ways, the poetry that you actually produce and have developed, it's also very therapeutic?
Yes. Yes, it is. When I go through bad times with my mental health, which I've also had physical health problems, which I want to do a poem about that today, because it's really important for you out there. But I write, when I get better, I write about things that happened to me just. And then now I'm in the mood of writing about anything. So, but I generally have a strong message at the end saying life is special. These are a lot of my poems are about, because we all come through bad times and life is special, isn't it? And that's what I want to say to everyone out there, is don't give up. I know you're having a bad time maybe a good time in here, but it's...
You always have a good time at the University Hospital. And indeed, if you're listening online, there may be people listening in Los Angeles and Sydney, Australia, all sorts of the ways here. It's absolutely wonderful. You're even having a good time if you're a Middlesbrough Football Club supporter. That's the key thing.
Is that right?
Exactly. Well, I invite you to get online. Can I actually throw one in that I quite like?
Yeah, go on then.
Which is quite an interesting...
Would you like to read it?
No, I'll ask you to read it, because I think you'll actually have a nice one for this, because it's very positive. In these days where we have, obviously, the whole notion of Middlesbrough go up, and then they go down, and then we just and we lose David Wheater, and we very careless, and then Gary O'Neill decides to sort of take a few weeks to spend back in the Premiership before he gets relegated again.
Yeah.
Let's ask you to do Things I Remember.
Oh, what a poem that is. What page is that, please?
I think we've got page 64 here. Rustling through the whole setup there. I just thought it was an interesting line.
This is from my friend Jimmy, and this is what the past was like. And it's very meaningful. Things I Remember. We met and we married a long time ago. We worked long hours when wages were low. No TV, no wireless, no bath. Times were bad. Just a cold tap and a walk down the yard. No holidays abroad, no carpets on the floors. We had coal-burning fires and we didn't lock the doors. Our children arrived, no pill in those days. We were brought up without any welfare aid. It was safe to go out and play in the park. And old folk could go for a walk in the dark. No Valium, no drugs and no LSD. We cured most of our ills with a good cup of tea. No vandals, no muggings, there was nothing to rob. We felt we were rich with a couple of bob. People were happier in those bygone days, more caring, more kinder in so many ways. Milkman and paperboy would whistle and sing, and a night at the pictures was like a good fling. We all got our share of struggle and strife. We just had to face it as a pattern of life. And now I'm alone. I look back for the years, but I don't think of the bad times, the trouble and the tears. I remember our blessings, our home and our love, and we shared them together. I thank God up above.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to actually bring in the aforementioned Rob Nichols and invite him to join us in the studio if he's actually around here. It's all right. You can stay there, relax, etc., because he's going to be doing treble duty today, dear listener. Not only will we be having the Fly Me to the Moon podcast, yes, it's going to be the fantastic Preston North End with added Phil Brownness on the whole thing there, but he's going to join us for this little special. So how are you, Rob?
I'm fine, thanks.
Wonderful. And you brought a work placement person along as well.
Indeed.
Who's also going to be joining us on the Book of the Month thing we do later on.
Yeah.
This isn't the Book of the Month. It's actually a fantastic collection of poetry that's been put together by Jules, who's sitting right next to you now.
Hi, Jules.
Jules Clare. I shall pass that over to you. Notice they've actually used another comment on the back from a certain radio station that's keen to us, really. Yes, that's a key thing for that point of view. So it's nice to see that's been sort of branded in there. And I stand by that, I have to say. It's a good line for that. Rob, clearly, Fly Me to the Moon has an inevitable positive relationship with Kadeem Hussein. I see he's back in again in the Preston North End piece.
He's back in, yeah.
Singing songs.
Yes.
Although I'm not sure about his notion of summit, really. It's an interesting line for that. Kadeem, of course, was with Jules Clare, and they were reading some stuff on Jules's first production there. They both emerged out of, obviously, the Middlesbrough Literary Festival.
Yep.
Have you got any questions you want to put to Jules about his writing and sort of positivity there? We've just been talking about how it can be quite therapeutic, etc. Or is there a random poem you'd like him to read? It's entirely up to you.
I like the way they play on the jewels and the crown. Yes.
I did say that.
Yes.
It's had nothing to do with India at all, really.
Really?
It's a claim.
That's
not to
a tattoo, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, the guy, Jimmy here.
Has a tattoo on the front?
Yeah, I met his son in a psychiatric hospital recently.
Yeah.
And he's been having problems about his dad because his dad passed away and he couldn't
right.
handle it. And his dad is a poet. Nobody knew until a week before he died. And I had all his handwritten, beautiful poems in a journal, so I picked the best ones out.
Thank the Lord you published Fly Me to the Moon, otherwise people would not know you're actually editing that either for them, but never mind. We'll talk about this as well. Actually, a quick introduction for our work placement tea that you've brought along today.
Helen.
Hello, Helen. It's all right. A quick hello will be fine. You can sit down and relax. It's okay. You don't have to show a microphone. We're just working through this particular program. Okay, Rob, challenge for Jules Clare then. Which poem would you like him to read?
You
pick a random number. That's just the key thing.
All right, all right.
It's between 21 and 68.
It's almost like poetry performance, randomly.
Right, number 51.
Drawn out of the hat expertly, I may say.
Oh, yeah.
Place number 26. It's just as
a rabbit's hat.
Yeah, exactly. It's the anticipation and the sort of weight, you know. Is Richard Keys going to be applying for a job on Southside? Who knows?
Andy Gray used to play for Aston Villa, by the way.
There you go.
A lot of support.
Exactly.
Darren Bent, we won't mention him because he's great. Right, this is an environmental poem because that's one of my issues. It's called Man and Nature, and I wrote this when I went to Cardiff, strangely enough. A plastic bag flapping in a tree, then flown. A rusty tin can in a hedge. When will man recognise he's not alone? Nature eventually has the cutting edge. A river flowing dirty and murky. No fish for miles and miles. Just disused industry looking quirky. Nature abandoned to human lifestyles. A tsunami brings huge waves that man just can't predict. Thousands of lives lost that God gave. Man can't survive by issuing edicts. Animal diseases such as foot and mouth, leaving cows shaking and falling. This time spreads from the south. Up go meat prices with the market calling. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Who knows where it came from? In Africa, the disease has hit home. Millions of people affected by this ticking time bomb. A hole in the ozone layer. World temperature getting higher. Man is the major world player. Day by day, the situation gets dire. Seals are not allowed to eat fish. Well, not too many anyway. Less of the battered variety in the dish. Cubs killed whilst they should be at play. Oil slicks like the Imoco cadets, birds covered head to toe, surrounded by an oily fizz. It's man's fault, you know. Don't travel on aeroplanes for your holes. Sit four in a small engine car, speedy sports driven by irresponsible guys and dolls, increase petrol prices, so they don't go so far. Nuclear power stations on the coast, coal-powered ones near the city. An accident could burn us like toast. We carry on more, on the more's the pity. Wouldn't it be nice if animals were in control? Man at their mercy would score an own goal. Once started, they'd be on a roll. Populations of men placed in a big hole. let's protect the environment before it's too late.
That's a nice little upbeat number you selected for us there, Rob. That's your motivation coming through that. Jules, when we were working with the former poet laureate Sir Andrew Motion over the World's Words Festival a few months ago, he said that the time he spent as poet laureate was the most unproductive of his life because he felt very stressed every time anybody asked him to produce a poem to order. Now, we talked about your therapy values and the way in which things work for that. Do you?
I have no problems whatsoever. I can write a poem in 15 minutes and I do that. I do it for people. Not necessarily on demand. I do it to surprise them, and if I like the person, then I'll write a poem. Because everyone is interesting, and I was, as I mentioned earlier, I don't, not to mention Radio Teesdale, but I am. I was on there.
We're fellow community services.
Good. You are actually. Yeah. Hell of a place to get to, by the way. Worse than Middlesbrough. But he supports Hull City. So he actually asked me to write a poem about Hull City, and I did.
Yeah. Well, they need every little bit of help these days.
Support, yes.
Go for. Exactly, particularly with Nigel Pearson. Astounding. Well, there we are, proof that you can do a poem over Hull City as well. How do people get hold of this fabulous book? It's available. There's a website they can actually go to shell out their various pennies and get a copy, etc. And, of course, it is?
www.julesclare, I'll spell that, julesclare.blogspot.com.
And your daughter is very impressed. I notice you've even sort of coloured your daughter into actually. I mean, you know, you ask your daughter, give me a quote for the back of the book. What's she going to do? Say, it's rubbish.
Oh, no. Well, she's not going to say that, but she did have a go at me, so that's cool.
Right. Okay. Would you like to just remind us of the quote she put down for
you? Oh, yes. My dad can be embarrassing sometimes, but I'm very proud of what he's done with his poetry. It's well worth a read.
Yeah. I will say parents are very difficult to bring in the world, but it's a different line entirely. Jules, fabulous to sort of share with you some of the sort of key, fantastic things you've actually worked for us and developed. I think we'll have your own choice for a sort of final valedictory scenario.
My final one, good. Well, today I want to cheer you all up there in the hospital ward.
In Southside Radio Land?
Yeah, in wards even, because I had a brain hemorrhage. And I'm very lucky to be here. And I think you do that operation here, don't you? Is that right?
Personally, no.
No, but someone does.
So
I want to give hope to those people who are going through that at the moment. And also to their families who, are suffering as well, aren't they? So it's called Everything Has Changed. Everything has changed. My life rearranged. Emotions estranged. A major life event has left me spent with a psychological dent. A brain hemorrhage so near the fridge, closing my eyelids. 2 days in a coma, intelligent life, a misnomer. 6 days as a loner. Holding onto a nurse's hand, a two-man band, returning from another land. I saw distant stars from heaven afar. Life had raised its bar. I have personal wishes that the man who did the stitches could be ordained with personal riches. I've never met him awake. I feel half-baked. Never having said thanks, I feel a fake. I had to say thanks, raising money out with banks as one of my life achievements ranks. A new day brings a new dawn. 3 years later, a little angel born. I appreciate life on every morn. Periodically, I visit the South Tees, whatever. But it was Newcastle General where I nearly died, and who I praise all the time. Everything has changed in time. I am so very grateful down the line that somebody saved my life.
So you might have had human beings clapping for you at that other station, but we give you a machine-based round of applause there. Wonderful. Great stuff, and it's great that you're doing that now. It gets even more exciting because you've got a couple more books in the pipeline during 2011. We've got a few things you want to actually promote.
Yes. One is called Jottings from a Stamp Cabinet. Uh-huh. I may do that as a...
I've got to ask you a question. Why jottings from a stamp?
Well, what I plan to do is one of my best friend is from Birmingham, and His father, it's irrelevant actually, this is, his father died of cancer. And he was a poet, and he worked in the stamp cabinet at the central sorting post office in Birmingham, basically making sure that the date stamps were right on for all the machines. So I think it's a great title.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And lastly, I want to do Mellow Yellow, which is after a song title, I think. And this is someone, one of my friends from Chesley Street, who has gone through depression, and her favourite colour is yellow. So, and I want to involve her with, yeah.
Let's go with it.
So,
it's going to be fantastic.
But I'm doing my first gig, proper gig, on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing, performance poetry.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it. I don't like to learn the stuff, you know, because it can be quite depressing seeing people who are really good at it. But I just like to get the message across with my words.
I thought when you were reading it, I was going to ask you, actually, the question was whether you'd been a performance, because the way you read them as if you were, you know.
I do gigs, yeah.
Right.
I do lots of gigs, but I don't do the...
Outside the Riverside Stadium? What do you think, Rob?
Well, I think...
I don't do Middlesbrough.
Don't bring Aston Villa into it.
5-2. Exactly. Remember that result, 5-2, a few seasons ago?
I've forgotten that.
Well, you try to not mention these kind of things. And it's been a great show, Jules.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah,
no, seriously, it has been fantastic.
Over to you.
Sharing some thoughts with you.
Let's hear a bit about this magazine of yours.
We It's extraordinary. This is a whole different format. Jules, have you enjoyed your time here at Southside Broadcasting?
It's been fantastic again. Thanks, Alex.
Fantastic. We'll see you again, presumably sometime in 2011, later on in the year.
Yeah.
We will.
We will.
Indeed. Exactly. Positive thinking.